typical human body is made up of some 7 billion, billion, billion atoms. Each single atom resembling a miniature solar system. As above, so below. Is our solar system simply a single atom in a universe of atoms? Is the microcosm a holographic reflection of the macrocosm? Are we embodiments of the entire cosmos? It is estimated that the human body contains roughly 37.2 trillion cells. Each cell contains 6 feet of DNA. If the human body had only 10 trillion cells, this would mean that each human being contains 10 billion miles of DNA within them. All life contains the same molecule coded within the DNA. We are truly all connected. For millennia, the symbol of the serpent was used to convey the animating life force, the DNA. Cultures the world over have used this symbolism for thousands of years, and images of spiraling serpents can be found all over the planet. DNA wasn't officially discovered by Western science until 1953, and yet the ancients were telling us all along what this building block of all of life is. DNA resembles two serpents spiraling and intertwined together. Proteins containing the exact same 20 amino acids make up all of life as we know it. DNA is a massive storehouse of information. It is a living library contained within all of life. For billions of years, it has replicated and recoded to form many different expressions of life, but it has stayed the same. The very same code of life that exists in bacteria, insects, plants, mammals, reptiles, sea creatures, trees, and all other life is the same force of life that flows through you and me. All life shares this intimate connection, this spiraling, intertwining building block of creation. DNA is crystalline in nature and emits electromagnetic frequencies and photons, which are the basic unit of all light. All life is thus made up of electromagnetic light-encoded filaments. We are made of light. The human body is composed of almost 50% hydrogen atoms, the same element that stars are made of. Everything shares an intimate connection, as above, so below, as within, so without. All life shares an intimate unity, and even material science has proven this. How arrogant are the reductionists that seek to place the infinite into a finite box because they cannot escape the confines of their own limited egos? Does not the entire universe dwell within? How can you possibly place infinity into a box? Separation truly is but an illusion, and yet humans, in their unmitigated arrogance, see themselves as above and separate from nature. We are living, breathing embodiments of the entire cosmos, each connected through the thread of life, the DNA. When you gaze out to a magnificent starlit sky, immerse yourself in the beauty of nature, or gaze into the eyes of a beloved pet, you are looking into a mirror. You are an integral part of all that is, the self-aware in contemplation of itself. Eternity is your playground. The thread of creation flows through all life, each expression and aspect of the infinite. Can a finite mind even begin to grasp what it means to be infinite? How many have become convinced that what exists is relegated to the narrow frequency band of the five senses? That it's all purely physical? How narrow-minded. An entire microscopic world exists beneath the five senses. A special tool, called a microscope, is required to see this. Is there a macroscopic world that is also invisible to the five senses? Everything in material existence is energy vibrating. What we call matter is mostly empty space. What is the energetic force that coalesces matter into apparent solidity? What is it that binds it all together? Consciousness. It's not so much that everything is a product of consciousness. Everything is consciousness, expressing and experiencing itself in infinite ways as it fragments into a multitude of expressions, each unique yet existing within the wholeness that contains it. It is a grand paradox. For many, intelligence is relegated to the world of the intellect, but there are many types of intelligence. Intellectual, emotional, even cellular intelligence down to the molecular level. The intelligence of the entire cosmos is encoded within. And yet, rather than being in the mystery, we seek to reduce everything down to narrow confines, placing our understanding into the tiny little box of the ego. Everything that cannot be understood by this tiny aspect of the psyche is explained away, marginalized, or outright ignored. The self-aware spark of creation is inherent within you. It is you. Every breath is a gift. Each instant is an eternity, and we recreate ourselves with each passing moment, each thought, and the emotions and actions that we bring into manifested reality based upon how we think, how we feel, and how we conduct ourselves as human beings. Are you ready to recognize your sentience, stand within sovereignty, and walk the path of true freedom? Everything that exists, we carry it. The temple is our own consciousness, and we are the creators of our own experience, whether we recognize it or not. You are an embodiment of the entire cosmos, simply playing a role on the stage of life in the circus bazaar. You are all that ever was or can be. You are not created, and you cannot be destroyed. You are. You exist. There is no external Big Daddy in the sky to pay homage to. That is a hoax. What you seek is already inherent within you due to the very fact that you exist. Infinite and eternal consciousness is our very nature. The time is long past for human beings to realize their fullest potential. It is time to reclaim the gift that is yours by your very birthright. It is time to stand within the light and magnificence that we are and to become all that we can be.